Okay, so sleet.
Sleet?
Yeah, sleet. These days, like, if you look at the roads, you can see this a lot. It's not really snow anymore, because it's all black and mixed with dirt and stuff like that. So we call that sleet, okay? Slush, 알죠? 네. 먹는 slushy. 네. 여기 같은 어원이에요.
근데 먹는 slushy 진짜 쓰는 거예요? Slushy?
영어에서 써요, slushy. 근데 slushy이라는 거, 그 녹아가는 눈, 그래서 조금... 녹아지는 눈이에요. So, for example, sleet to me seems more like watery and mixed with dirt, so it's kind of brown or black.
Yeah.
And then slush is kind of like slushy and kind of watery snow. All right, and black ice.
Black ice.
And snow drifts.
Snow drifts.
Okay, so 요새 그 도로 그 변두리에 있는 그 눈더미 있잖아요.
네.
그건 스노우 드리프트라고 하면 돼요. 조금 그런 거 많이 봤잖아요, 최근에. Okay, and sled.
다 섞여 있잖아. 거기 좀 그러면 녹아간 슬러시도 있고.
그렇죠.
근데 이거 블랙 아이스는 야, 블랙 아이스 means 살얼음이면 약간 조금 얼려 있는 거 말하는 거예요?
It's more like I think you can't tell if it's the concrete of the road or if it's ice, so it's dangerous because it's hard to see. I think that's what black ice is specifically. Yeah, because it looks like the black of the road, but actually it's a thin layer of ice on top of it. Yeah. Okay, so let's look at these expressions. To bundle up. All right, so can you use that in a sentence? How do you think you would...
So it was really cold, and so if it's really cold today, so before you go out, you should bundle up.
Good, right, exactly. Or I really bundled up today. I knew it was going to be cold, so I really bundled up today. Okay, and then next, to brave the snow and ice.
To brave the snow and ice.
Okay, so brave 여기 같은 경우에 동사로 쓰는 거잖아요. 근데 brave 뭐뭐를 그런 용도는 뭐뭐를 무릅쓰고 뭐뭐한다. 그런 의미예요. So to brave the snow.
To brave the snow.
And ice.
And ice.
Yep. 네, 그래서 그 to brave the weather이라고 할 수 있거든요. 오늘 그 추운 날씨 무릅쓰고 뭐 나오셨네요. Well, then you brave the weather to come and be here with me today. 뭐 그런 식으로 쓸 수 있죠.
You brave the cold 이렇게 써도 돼요?
Yeah, if you mean 추위. But if you want to say, you know, 아픔 or 감기, then you would say 그럴 경우에는 이 유형 좀 적합하지 않은 것 같아요. Yeah. Then you would just say, despite your cold. Yeah, you still came here to be with us today. All right, so let's look at the example sentences. I'll read it and then you read it after me, okay?
Okay.
Did you see all that sleet and ice out there? It's treacherous. Make sure you bundle up and wear some shoes with good traction.
Did you see all that sleet and ice out there? It's treacherous. Make sure you bundle up and wear some shoes with a good traction.
All right. So can you 해석? Can you do the 해석? Can you interpret this for us?
여기 근데 진눈깨비 약간 진눈깨비라고 하긴 좀 약간 애매하긴 한데 밖에 진눈깨비와 그런 얼음들을 봤니?
다 지겨울 필요 없어. You can just say, all right, do you see all the snow and ice out there? It's dangerous, right? It looks really dangerous. So make sure you wear thick clothes. And what do you think traction is? What do you think if you said wear some shoes with good traction? What do you think that means?
보온이 잘 되는? 그런 건가?
Traction is 원래
뭐예요?
좀 엄밀한 뜻으로 따지면은 정지 마찰이거든요. 근데 우리 좀 잘 쓰는 말인데.
Traction?
Yeah, when we talk about wheels on a car or shoes. shoes that you don't slip. Like, you don't slip when you wear those shoes.
그럼 미끄럽지 않은 그런 신발을 신으라는
right.
얘기네요.
Yep.
근데 뭐 마찰 하면은 근데 난 그 사람과 좀 마찰이 있었어. So can I use it? I mean when I also in English?
No, because traction이라는 게 말 그대로 정지 마찰이니까 그냥 마찰 아니고 마찰 그냥 would be friction. So if you wanted to say 난 그 사람이랑 마찰 좀 있었어요. Then you would say we had some friction. 아, 그렇게 말하면 돼요. Okay, so let's look at the next one. I told my mom that today was a snow day, and she completely fell for it at first. Later, the school called, though, and I got in big trouble.
I told my mom that today was a snow day, and she completely fell for it at first. Later, the school called, though, and I got in big trouble.
Right. So, what's that?
나는 우리 어머니에게 오늘이 눈이 많이 와서 학교 안 간 날이라고 말을 했는데 그녀는 아주 완전히 그거에 대해 속았어요.
그거. 완전 낚였어요.
낚였어요? 그래서 다음에 완전. 학교에 전화를 했는데 그래서 나는 큰일 뭐지? 그런
문제 생겼어요. Right.
아, 그럼 혼났다는 것도 돼요?
Yeah. So, yeah. So, snow day라고 뻥쳤어요, right? 거짓말했어요. And fell for it. If you want to say, yeah, 낚였어요, 낚였다. You can say fell for it. It just
fell
means, yeah, 속다, 속았어요.
Fell for it.
And later, 근데 나중에 그 학교한테서 전화 왔어요. 학교에서 전화 왔어요. 걸려와서 크게 혼났어요. And I got in big trouble. Okay, last. I'm having terrible body aches and I keep getting the chills. I must be coming down with the cold.
I'm having terrible body aches. And I keep getting the chills. I must be coming down with a cold.
Yep. So what does that mean?
나는 아주 심각한 몸살 같은 게 있었는데 그리고 계속 추웠다. 그래서 나는 아마 감기 걸린 것 같다.
Right. So I'm coming down with the cold is yeah, 감기 기운이 있는 것 같아요. 감기
오고 있는 거니까.
예, 오고 있는 것 같아요. 걸릴 것 같아요. And coming down is like you know, 직역하면 점점 감기 때문에 약해지는 것 같아요. 아. Right? Coming down.
아.
With a cold. Okay, so to have body
그게,
aches.
I have a question. Come down 하면은 그 병 걸리는 거 쓸 수 있는 거잖아요. 그럼 most of disease 다 되는 거예요? I came down with a cold는 알지만 I came down with a 뭐 그런 거 많은 disease 같은 거 다 되나요?
No.
No.
No, just a cold.
Just cold?
좀 일시적인 감기에 대해서만 얘기할 때 쓰는 것 같아.
좀 일시적인...
You wouldn't say I came down with syphilis or I came down with. No, I don't think you would say
cancer.
That about. I came down with cancer. No, 좀 그렇게 안 쓰는 것 같아.
그래요?
Yeah, I came down with a cold, or I feel like I'm coming down with the cold. All right, so 몸살 나다 is to have body aches. Okay, to fall for something. Yeah, to fall for something. Remember, to fall for someone is 누구한테 이렇게 빠지는 거, 반하는 거. 그거는 다른 거고. This is to fall for something and to get in trouble.
Yeah, to get in trouble.
Okay, I guess we covered the whole lesson today, so I hope you don't get sick.
I'm okay.
You'll be okay?
I think I caught a cold from Michael
today,
but
while we were making this podcast.
I don't blame you. Don't worry about it.
우리 팟캐스트 녹음하는 동안에 감기 옮긴 것 같아요.
네, 그쵸? 그런 것 같아요.
시작했을 때 멀쩡했는데 네. 점점 아파.
이 전혀적인 거 아프면 안 돼.
아, 죄송해요.
네, 아프지 마세요. 마이클 아프신데도 이렇게 우리에게 헌신적으로 가르쳐줘서 감사합니다.
Yeah, thanks for teaching me and our listeners.
아, 몰려. Okay, then let's wrap it up, everybody. So thanks for stopping by, and we'll catch you next time.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.